Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
There's one person who disagrees with Chip Lindsey, and that would be the former head coach of the New England Patriots, and now, dare we say, draft analyst, Bill Belichick, who, you know, is really interesting. McAfee had really no one else there. It was kind of his crew and Bill and him. I think there might have been, I think one of the guys who are like a former pro who kind of rotates on the McAfee show, they might have been there, but they were really just like, Bill, what do you think?
Yeah.
I mean, he's the only
guy. Yeah, it was Darius Butler.
All right, Darius Butler, who's a part of the McAfee show, so he's really a part of the crew. It's not like, you know, NFL Network or ESPN where it was, you know, here are three or four analysts and maybe an insider. It was, no, here's Bill. He can handle the whole thing. It was pretty interesting. I'm curious to go back and watch the whole thing from beginning to end if possible. But Bill Belichick talked about, and there's a lot that we're going to get to, but here's the short one of the Bill Belichick on the biggest issue with Drake May, and this is where the analysis disagrees a little bit with Chip Lindsey.
Drake May, his footwork needs a lot of work. You can see here, he's just all over the place, never resets his feet, never really gets in position to throw, gets strip sacked.
So I know that Kevin O'Connell, the head coach of the Minnesota Vikings, before the draft said, if it's lower body, it can be fixed in his mind. Do you subscribe to that theory?
Well, yeah, it's like I'm trying to make a comparison. If you can't, I would say like if you are struggle with math, right?
Okay.
If say like someone tries to teach you calculus, I don't really care how much work you put into it. This is not your subject, right? Like you'll get some of it, but you'll never master it. It just takes too much time, too much energy, and you're not wired the right way. The footwork stuff can be fixed, right? Like you know, set steps, you know, timing, repetition over and over, situational awareness. All right, because right after that, he showed some clips of Peyton Manning and Tom Brady. Here's how you do it right. Let's take the two best quarterbacks to ever do it in the history of the sport.
Well, that's
let's
what you want to shoot for.
Yeah, no, and I think, yeah, so, and I do think there is some situations that caused him to, I don't know, regress a little bit.
Here's the worry for me on the footwork part of it. For me, it's the why. Is it because a defender flashed and he thought, oh, man, I got to get out of the way? Is it because they had a leaky offensive line? And does that footwork tie into bad eye mechanics? Because then you're looking at the rush. You're moving your feet around. Are you looking down and then you're looking back up and you're trying to pick up the people that are open? Because in the NFL, you're done. Like, well, you can get away with it against NC State. You can get away with it against, you know, Central Florida or whatever. You're not going to get away with that in the NFL. So are some of the lower body issues and the footwork that Belichick mentioned, does it lead to bad eye discipline? Because if you're going to have bad eye discipline and you're looking at the rush in the NFL, that was Mac Jones last year.
Well, but the footwork has to do with his accuracy.
Well, the footwork does affect accuracy, but why is he not keeping his feet set? Like, there's a little more here because Bill did a longer breakdown.
Yep.
And, Nick, we can start and stop this, right? The longer breakdown that Bill had on Drake May. Why don't we just kind of listen and go through it a little bit, and then we can sort of raise our hand and kind of stop. Go ahead.
Well, again, a very talented kid, good size, runs well, has a good arm. Just he hasn't played very much. He really is doesn't have a lot of experience. And he makes some big plays like this. This is an amazing play where he kind of throws going backwards, puts the ball right on the money.
Whoa.
And those are the highlight plays that you really like from May. You know, this is one where he just doesn't really finish the play. You know, he's got, you know, double coverage here on the slot receiver. He's got guys open inside and outside of the and just throws it into double coverage. So, again, he's going to need some work in reading defenses, reading coverages.
He comes with reps.
He's quick to come off the receiver here. That's as open as they're going to get in the NFL. But I'm just telling you, like, they're not going to get open by like 8 yards in the NFL. So you've got to deliver.
That's the line I like.
They're not going to get open that way in the NFL. And again, if your feet, why are your feet moving? Is it because you're uncomfortable? Is it because you feel pressure? Is it because you see something? And then, because I saw that highlight of the whole, that there was probably 2 yards of separation on that play that Bill
said. And
why
didn't he throw it?
And then the whole, that's about the kind of separation you're going to get in the NFL.
And that was from last year.
That's right.
Okay, where everything was, I think he regressed in a lot of different ways. You could still see that he had athleticism, but he wasn't even close to having the numbers that he had when he was a true sophomore. He was probably 19 years old.
Yep.
Because when Chip Lindsey got him, it was in the in December of 2022, right? And then he coached him all through the 2023 season.
Yep.
And there was just it was a different offense, some similarities, but still, that to me is like is so important because hey, everything's quicker in the NFL, everything's tougher, and I would tell this to quarterbacks when I would go into huddle, throw the frickin' ball.
Well, it's
throw the freaking ball. Why you just throw? Well, you're not open enough. I don't want it to get picked. This is what it looks like in the NFL.
I'm glad you said that because of all the people that we talked to during the draft process, and even like, you know, again, I'll go back to Charlie Weiss and people like that. It's the whole, what are you looking for? We talked to Kurt Warner about it and the whole accuracy and anticipation. Can you do that? If your lower body is wiggling around a little bit, it's one of the big questions that we will end up having about Drake May. And to me, it's the why are your feet unsettled? That to me is where it's got to begin. Like, where do you start to get to the point to where you're moving around too much that like Bill would point it out?
So real quick before we finish the sound up, because I know we got to get to it, is like all those if you play the piano, you start with chopsticks. It's you learn it when you first start. It's you get your fingers warmed up, and then and a lot of piano players, like, they have a little routine. It's basic stuff they learn when they're a kid.
Your analogies today are fantastic.
Steph Curry. If you watch videos of Steph Curry, anything about him when he talks about shooting, when he warms up, he doesn't start shooting three-pointers. He does the same routine 2 feet away from the basket, 5 feet away from the basket. Mm-hmm. He finds that is what he's going to be doing the same thing. He's going to be doing the same thing, and he has to do it for 2 years. 2 years. But the thing that is awesome, that this guy's a psycho when it comes to competing. He how many times did we hear, I hate losing?
Arguably, that's his best trait.
Yeah.
And the whole brothers thing that we talked about earlier in our little exclusive with him. All right, Nick, let's hit play.
They're not going to get open by like 8 yards in the NFL, so just you got to deliver it in there. He's kind of quick to bail out of the pocket, and you know, he's going to have to hang in there a little bit longer, I think, and find those receivers. This is a really good throw here he makes. This is, you know, the in cut here. He really drives the ball.
Rocket arm.
That's a nice play. This is a kid that can make all the throws. He just needs to be more consistent.
Can we stop for a moment?
Wow, he went to straight analyst. He went to straight. He can make all the throws.
When have we heard that over the 23 years? It's the old indicator of
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That was Bill's indicator of all these guys where it was, they got mechanical issues elsewhere. Well, but, you know, they can make all the throws. That was the indicator of he can make all the throws, but there's a lot of other stuff to pick apart.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game.
That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
That is funny because that would always be, hey, you're playing against fill in the blank for the quarterback that you're playing against, and sometimes it's a stud, sometimes it's a backup. Some guy's the guy that doesn't belong, like a rookie, and he would always do the whole Wednesday, hey, he can make all the throws.
There you go.
Oh, no.
That
this
stood
guy,
out
they,
to me.
They don't like him.
Keep going, Nick.
This is a kid that can make all the throws. he just needs to be more consistent. Here's another one where he's, you know, should just stay in a pocket. He doesn't have any pressure. Just stay in a pocket and, you know, read, take his reads and scrambles out early. Then he throws the ball late and it almost gets it picked off. So transitioning from a college quarterback to a pro quarterback here is, you know, he just needs some time and experience. Here's a late throw over here. Wiggins picks it off. Again, kind of open receivers down here. Just we got to hit them. And again, kind of, I'd say, too quick to scramble and get out of the pocket. Of all the quarterbacks, he was the lowest rated in the pocket thrower.
Stop.
And
whoa.
Oof. Your thoughts?
Out of all the quarterbacks that he broke down, he was the lowest rated.
Okay. And
I get that right?
Yeah. So I would again, assume, and I don't think Bill's big board had all of the quarterbacks maybe as high. I'd have to look because I gotta, we got
he
it right
had
here.
Caleb Williams 1, Jaden Daniels 2, Drake May as his 5th-ranked prospect.
Okay, but to Christian's
then
JJ point.
JJ McCarthy 17, and that's the last one he ranked.
All right, there you go. So he at least ranked 4 of them, and the one guy in the pocket, it's just an interesting notation from Bill. Go ahead.
You can see right here, he can definitely do it. That's a good throw against cover 2. On that corner route behind the corner.
Okay, so that's fine. Even when I'm listening to this, I wish this show was on 3 years ago, and he gave a breakdown of those five
of
Mac
guys.
Jones.
Yeah,
I wish he gave a breakdown of Mac Jones.
Okay. He also ranked Bo Nix 36, so I guess that would be your comp kind of to Mac Jones.
Good lord.
And all that stuff. So.
What's really funny is, so he didn't even have Penix in, like, what, a top 40 or something?
No, he ranked 42. Michael Penix was 9.
We'll get to the Falcons thing because that's unbelievable.
But again, listen, that's one man's board. That doesn't mean that he's right.
Oh, wait. Nope. There he is. 37. One spot below Bo Nix.
Oh, okay. So 37.
Okay.
They took him 8th. Good lord.
Wow. I tell you what. It is fun to listen to him talk.
How much of what you were hearing, when he was like, we got it. You got to make that throw.
Well,
you
know, some of those little lines did stand out to me about when he would, you know, address the team. Right, listen, they're not going to get any opener than that. They're not going to get
more open.
You're not going to find a better situation than that. Well, what are you waiting? Yeah, and then it becomes to mocking you. What are you waiting for? What's wrong with you? You know, that he left that part out.
Yeah, yeah.
He left out the, like, what are you waiting for, a bus ticket? Like, there's always some knock at you, you know, there's teaching, there's analysis, there's – What are you waiting for?
Well, that's like
you waiting for an invitation.
That's like the needling you. That's the whole. You
like
know,
this is how stupid you are. Like, you should know that he's not going to get any more open than that. So what's your problem? Throw the damn ball. Why are you running? Stop bailing on the play.
Like when you hear him be like, you know, we need some more patience in the pocket. Like that kind of, like, I can just. Like, it's the whole you can just hear it over again.
Yeah.
And with the whole, I can make all the throws. That was
I
the one.
I can get a guy from Foxborough High to stay in the pocket better than you.
Let's get this one more in here, because we know we got Razor coming up. So McAfee asked Bill about the franchise quarterbacks, right?
Ooh.
In the whole top of the draft, right? And here was Bill's response.
Well, I think with May and Williams, you have two guys who are really talented. You know, Caleb had a good year a year ago when he won the Heisman Trophy. Not as good this year. Dre was, ACC Player of the Year 2 years ago. Had less of a year this year. I think you see guys who are young that need a lot of development. You look at Penix, you know, he's had a whole career in Indiana and then Washington. Bo Nix, Auburn, and Oregon.
Jaden Daniels,
you know, has Arizona State. He went back to school, had a great year this year, won the Heisman Trophy. So those guys that have had a full career, McCarthy coming out a little bit early, but he had the year in prep school. Like, those guys have had, you know, good full college careers. And I think they're just ahead of these kids who have a lot of talent, but they really need a couple more years. They're not going to get it in college. They're going to get it in the NFL.
I did not know the whole deal about the prep school thing with J.J. McCarthy.
Yeah.
So he actually was a fifth-year high school guy.
Yes.
He was a grad. He was a grad guy, and he's still young.
Yeah, McCarthy's, what, 22?
He's young.
21, whatever it is.
Jeez.
So interesting stuff from Bill Belichick, to say the least.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.